This is Dr. Rajan Abhinassi, calling on the report and patient James Scherzinger. Day of birth is 9/5/1945. And he gave a procedure where surgery she gave this year for polyp weight loss. Recently, he had a diabetic lysis about 4 weeks ago. Surgery conducted given an anesthesiologist, Dr. Sarkar Shabisha, both his personal calendar and the procedure of acid and colonoscopy instrument show up the regional colonoscopy patient practice and most patient patient player relationship. He's got their own kind of pathology, so we can talk about what's the exam patient duty to an advice is more general, serious present, first branch, part of the patient, first branch, entrance. And to another patient have finding consistent with their history of GAVE, G-A-V-E, now bleeding at this moment. There was a biopsy were taken as like digestive. The patient also had enteral gastrointestinal bishop basket against like digestive patient in the size of our sarcophagic, which will deny the much of the evidence for gastropathy. But the numerous gastric polyp was noted. One of the distal body of stomach, the gastric polyp appeared to be inflamed with white base. Now bleeding, this appeared to be advanced bisphytic histic diagnosis for straight bowel junction. No evidence of varices, but question shots from bisphytic histic diagnosis. It was just pressure from the complication. Patient with turn on KVG to seize for rectum rectum sigma to rectum rectum sigma. But up to in sigma area, I saw diffuse diverticulosis. No, no, it's any acute diverticulosis in that area, but patient appeared to have poorly prepped colon. So the same done this kind of procedure since especially since the patient has 4 weeks ago the diagnosis of septicemia. In the session of prescription of the application, find number one, question shots from the bisphytic histic diagnosis. Number two, no emphysemy, versus number three, numerous gastric polyps. There was a distal body of stomach, has a large polypoid mass, no evidence of inflammatory changes, not bleeding bisphytic histic diagnosis. Looks certainly look different, could be typical of villous adenoma or semi high dysplasia. Patient has number four. Patient has a history of patient has finding consistent with the GAVE, which diffuse inflammatory changes with gastric bisphytic histic diagnosis. So number six, the enteral gastrointestinal bisphytic histic diagnosis. Number seven, patient have a night biopsy were taken and eight colonoscopy up to the sigma core only poorly prepped colon to see discontinued procedure because recently had diverticulitis, which septicemia about 4 weeks ago. Patient also had diverticulosis noted and the sigma colon. Recommendation, away from the esophagus biopsy to rule out parasite. Number two, away from the gastric nodule and distal body of the polypoid mass biopsy. Even if the biopsy comes negative for any HPCOL or neoplastic system, we refer to the patient for appendoscopic ultrasound evaluation of those nodule and the distal polypoid mass to Dr. VARADRAJULU and if need ESD appendoscopic ultrasound and ESD. ESD and also recommend for the stomach vascular by helical electrolytes to triple therapy. I would recommend a small vascular recommendation to check the CBC and as friend. If the patient can do be anemic, if colonoscopy becomes negative on the follow up and there's no and the VCE or pill count from negative and patient found to be anemic secondary to GAVE, especially some patient in Eliquis, then patient could be referred for argon laser treatment for the GAVE. Number six, a bit big colonoscopy with adequate prep. I would recommend a colonoscopy about 6 weeks with adequate prep. Restart Eliquis from tonight, follow 127 to 57 patient primary care provider. And a copy to Dr. George Guthrie, Guthrie, primary care provider, and also Dr. Palmsetti, May 18th, 2023.